So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Normal or nope? You can call 1-800-330-9999. What did your family do when you were young that you thought was totally normal? And then you got older and you realized that wasn't normal at all. I wish somebody would have told me.
Say it out loud in the right group of people or whatever. And they're like, wait a minute, what? What'd you just say?
One of my girlfriends, I was on the phone with her a couple days ago. We were catching up, old high school friends. And you know what she said to me? She goes, Anna, why didn't you ever tell me that nobody else had an elevator in their house? And it was so funny. Like, I just kept giggling. So producer John, one of my good friends, her house had three floors, but it was a really narrow house. So the way it was built, like it had like a little elevator in it. And she always thought it was totally normal to have an elevator in your house. And it wasn't until she got much older. But like when I was little, I don't know. Like, I obviously knew that every house had an elevator, but I just figured, you know, like when you're little, it goes over your head.
Yeah.
Like that she had an elevator.
Yeah.
I don't have that in my house, but
no, that would be
people.
A trip for me.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I never experienced the elevator house till later. Right.
Yeah. So what was the thing that you had as a child and you realized it wasn't completely normal until you became older? 1-800-330-9999. Stephanie.
Well, we have a camp up north that we visit numerous times a year, and they have a festival around Labor Day every year. They grease up pigs, and the kids chase them around, and whoever gets to catch the pig gets to keep it.
I mean,
and I thought that was totally normal.
Yeah, that is normal if you go to a state fair. That's totally normal. Yes, big regional state fairs, Anna. It's normal.
Well, you get to keep the pig?
I mean, you've never heard the phrase a greased pig before?
Cow. Yeah, but what happens when you don't want the pig? Or you're the mom and you're like,
no.
Yeah,
you just say, that's all right. Thank you. I don't need the pig. Right, just keep the pig. You keep the pig.
Did you have the option to say no?
The family wants, they want the pig. It's a tiny little town. They want the pig.
Yeah, everybody wants the pig.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. If you want it, well, that's on you. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want it, you know, you could be like, no, thank you on the pig. I'm just the champion today.
All right, I guess so. John, did you ever want a pig at a state fair?
I haven't won a pig in a state fair, but you know what? It's not even me growing up. It's how I've been raising my son, and I realized the other day that it's a little bit weird. My son has been taking showers basically by himself since he was 3 years old.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Even washing his hair?
Huh? All right, so the washing hair part I do, and I'll actually still do that. I'll, like, reach a hand into the shower, lather up, and get the hair going on. You know what I mean? But when I moved into an apartment that had just the stand-up shower, right?
Yeah.
And in fact, my current apartment has that too. So I had to, at first I was showering with him, but it's like, it's difficult. It's tight in there. You know what I mean? And it just gets like uncomfortable to a certain point. So after a while I was like, all right, buddy, I'm going to go and then you go. And at first I would do it all for him. And then after a little while, literally before he turned four, he kind of had it down. As long as I have a bar of soap or a pre-loofah, you know, like loofah, you know? He's good.
I mean, as long as he doesn't come out rank, you think he's doing a pretty good job.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, if his mother doesn't complain when I bring him home, I know I did fine.
I actually don't think that's that unnormal. Like, I think that's kind of normal. Same thing with my little one. Like, she'll wash herself unless the hair, I got
to
get in there and help her
you
out.
Have
but
to,
otherwise, yeah. I don't know. What was you thought was completely normal growing up, and now you've realized maybe not so much. 1-800-330-9999. Normal or nope? What was something that you did with your family growing up that you thought was 100% normal? And then when you realize when you got older, nope, that wasn't normal at all. My family was just weird.
Yeah, nobody else does that.
Producer Sean?
You know, my family, it's a strange thing that we do where we already have like our plots of land of where we're going to be buried picked out.
You?
Oh, yeah.
You have one?
Yep.
Yeah.
And what? I also already have like at my head, like my headstone kind of set and done. So I could order it whenever I want. And then all they got to do really is etch when I pass on it.
Wait.
That was a grandma thing. So my grandmother, Martha, same thing. She started asking me when I was like 15, 16. I was like, Grandma,
yeah,
lighten up.
Wait, you have it too?
No, she was like, do you want plots? I ended up saying, no, I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated. I actually want the Viking pyre. Put me on the raft, send me out into the middle of the lake, shoot the flaming arrow, that kind of thing. Yeah. But, I mean, for some families back then, that was normal.
That is weird. I mean, I haven't even written a will yet, you know?
Well, then I guess you'll just be buried anywhere. Sean has some nice plots.
Can I have your spot?
Talk to you about that.
Hey, you know, I mean... Right. If you want, you know.
I thought it was totally normal. My father and I used to go up all the time, and he would drive to the top of big hills and then put his car in neutral, and we would just coast down and try not to hit the brakes all the way to the end. I thought that that was how parents drove when I was younger.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrifying.
Turns out it's not a thing.
No, not at all. Kevin, how about you?
So when we would get into, like, a car to drive, like, cross state or whatever, we used to do, like, trips in Vermont. We used to pass different state lines, and we had like a song that we used to sing, and it was like, it was just the weirdest thing. I was like, I feel like everybody has like a song that they would sing across state lines. I was like, what the hell?
Hold on. How did the song go? How did it go? Maybe I did it too.
Well, it was weird. It was like, and then everyone went, hey.
Hey.
It was just like the weirdest thing.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Nope.
No. That was just you guys.
Strange station wagon, Woody version of the Flight of Valkyries. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Right? I think it's sweet. It's a fun family memory. I might start doing that now with my own family.
Yeah. It was fun. We were all really young, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, what was that thing that you did when you were younger with your family that you thought was totally regular? Now you realize, nope, that wasn't normal.
Well, I didn't do it with my family, but my parents used to take showers together all the time, and I never thought anything of it until one day I was 19 and my girlfriend was over and said, where's your parents? And I said, they're in the shower. And she said, oh my god, what do you think they're doing in there? And that was it. I was scarred.
I would die if I found out that my parents were taking a shower together.
My bedroom was right next to the shower, to the shower wall, and from then on I could never sleep. I could never think about anything whenever they were in there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What's worse, Anna, being in a hotel right next to the elevator or being in your bedroom right next to the shower wall when your parents are in there together?
I will say that my husband, like, he'll shave while I shower and we'll have like conversations about family and the day and what we're doing. Is it that much different? Do they have two shower heads in there? Was it a big shower?
No.
Oh, then never mind. Yep. Never mind.
No, it's not.
Not the same. Not the same.
1-800-330-9999. Normal or nope? What did you do as a kid? And then you realized afterwards that your family was definitely not normal. Normal or nope? Family edition. What did you do growing up with your family that you thought was 100% normal? And then you got older and you realized, nope, that's not normal at all.
Some of this stuff is generational. Some of it is, you know, it changes with the times, but a lot of times, your family might have just been weird.
Yeah, it's true. 1-800-330-9999. Pat.
My father had nothing to do with the police, and he had a police badge in his wallet. And he used to get us into, like, Isop Speedway. He would wave the badge. We would get in for free. We would go camping. He would show his badge. My father was impersonating a cop. And I didn't think anything of it until I got older. And it's like, I couldn't believe he used to do that all the time. So just to save a few bucks.
That's wild.
It was pretty crazy.
It's
pretty wild.
What did your dad actually
but
do
he
for
get
work?
Away with it.
He was a criminal, Raven.
He worked at the airport. He worked at Kennedy Airport. So he must have got a badge from somebody, and he used to show the badge everywhere we went.
That's like, amazing.
He found it on the floor one day and was like, you know what? We're never going to pay for admission to a club again.
I'm totally a detective now.
Yeah. I don't know, but he was waving that badge, and he had it in the wallet, like, you know, like he really was a cop.
Of course.
Right. Good. Yeah. Got to follow through.
Mike, normal or nope, family edition, what do you got?
So when we were kids, we used to go do this train trestle in Somers and jump off it like it was the normal thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
From like 40, 50 feet up.
Yep.
Clearly, looking back at it, not exactly the normal thing to do.
No.
And completely, you know, insane and dangerous. I think plenty of our towns had like a quarry or a different area or whatever that had filled up with water, and we jump in. who knows, the mercury content, the old rumors about the VW being down there or whatever. I mean, you could have landed on anything.
Yeah, but we enjoyed the hell out of it, man. I got to admit.
Yeah. It was a great time. I'd be terrified now, but.
Marilyn, normal or nope, what happened with your family?
I got, when I grew up, my parents, instead of for vacation, we used to go to historical estates like Mount Vernon, the White House, Daniel Boone Homestead, or the art museums. I thought everybody did it.
Yeah. I went to the Mark Twain House one time, and I have never wanted to run away from a field trip so bad in my life. It was the most boring.
That place is haunted.
Yeah, it was the most boring visit. I mean, seriously, still at this time, I'm still mad at Mark Twain, and I love his stories. They were great. I mean, he did a lot of great things, but his house.
Well,
no
the
thanks.
Thing is that my parents have coerced me. Now I am a school teacher.
Wow.
I just have to say, you should feel very fortunate because as like an immigrant child, I was so jealous of my American friends that would go to like national parks and they would go and they would see these monuments. And I would say to my dad, I'm like, Daddy, everybody's going on vacation. Oh, that's for rich people, Anna.
Yeah.
We don't go on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, I went to the White House.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to the Daniel Boone Homestead. Oh, I went to the House of Seven Gables and everybody's looking at me.
Well,
like,
listen to Anna over here whining like Amalfi Coast sucked. When she was, like,
well,